Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and Asia-Pacific leaders meeting in Lima, Peru, are focusing Sunday on trade and the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. The U.S. president and other world leaders are in Lima for the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, the APEC summit. Barring unforeseen circumstances, this is the final foreign trip of Obama's 8 years in the White House. On Saturday, Obama had a message for 1,000 young leaders from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Trump. He said, don't assume the worst.
Democracy means that sometimes you have to compromise. And it means that, you know, the outcomes of elections don't always turn out the way you would hope. And then you know, we're going through that in the United States, and I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States.
Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs within his administration. At his golf resort in New Jersey, Trump met with 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney Saturday. He also met with several other people Saturday, including former Marine General James Mattis, who was considered a leading candidate for Secretary of Defense. This Sunday, Trump is to sit down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary who made billions by investing in bankrupt companies and distressed assets. He's also meeting with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role within the Trump transition team. This is VOA News.